Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Fans of Stephen Sondheim, Hugh Wheeler, and tonsorial artistry tainted with murder and cannibalism once again have the opportunity to attend the tale of Sweeney Todd in New York City. In the winter of 2014, the Tooting Arts Club staged the musical masterpiece in London's oldest pie and mash shop, Harrington's Pie and Mash. About a year later, for a West End transfer, the show was staged in a recreation of Harrington's in an old rock club, and this past February, it moved to Off-Broadway at the Barrow Street Theater, also converted to a recreation of Harrington's. With a reduced cast glaring, scaring, and performing incredibly, the audience sits at tables, and for certain seats, one can order a meat or veg pie with their ticket. The pies are prepared by The Perfect Pie in New York City, which is run by former White House baker Bill Yassis. Norm Lewis is currently in the role of the man who calls Razor's friends, and his dotty, daring, focused, and frazzled buddy in Barbarous Bump-Offs, Mrs. Lovett, is being played at Barrow Street by three-time Tony Award nominee Carolee Carmello.
Lawyer's rather nice.
If it's for a price.
Order something else now to follow, since no one should swallow it twice.
Anything that's lean.
Well, then, if you're British and loyal, you might enjoy Royal Marine. Anyway, it's clean, though of course it tastes of wherever it's been.
Is that squire on the fire?
Mercy, no, sir, look closer, you'll notice it's grosser.
Looks thicker, more like vicar.
No, it has to be grosser, it's green.
That's Norm Lewis and Carolee Carmello performing on NBC's The Today Show yesterday morning. An Albany native, Carmello has appeared in 14 Broadway musicals. Carolee Carmello, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much.
I'm so excited to meet you. I'm excited to bring your voice back into Albany, where you grew up and studied.
Yes, grew up, went to grade school, middle school, high school, and college in Albany. So, yeah, have a lot of connections to the Capital District.
Sweeney Todd, a show that you liked before you learned that you would be getting to play Mrs. Lovett?
Yes, I liked it. I had seen several productions. Of course, I didn't see the original production, but saw Patti LuPone's version, saw the concert version that Emma Thompson did. And of course, I associate all the versions with whoever was playing Mrs. Lovett at the time. It was a role that I always wanted to do, but hadn't, like, you know, pursued it really. And when this one came up, I just thought the production sounded so interesting because they had done it in London, and it was this really kind of different approach to the show with a really small cast and a really intimate setting, and it just appealed to me.
What about tackling the role has been a challenge or a particular joy? What have you liked about creating your Mrs. Lovett?
I guess the joy has been all the laughter. I mean, I love doing comedy, and I don't get to do it all the time. I'm often cast in roles that are a little more sort of earnest and heartfelt. And I love those parts too. But God, it's fun to play comedy, and it's fun to have that immediate gratification of somebody thinking that what you're doing is funny. It's just so satisfying. What is most challenging about it, which kind of surprised me, is, you know, I mean, Sondheim's scores are not notorious for being easy, and he's so smart, and his lyrics are so clever and interesting and witty, but there's so many of them. I mean, I feel like in this show, Mrs. Lovett has the bulk of that kind of patter song, rapid fire lyric thing that does so well. And it's hard to learn because it's just, you know, you just have to memorize things, often, you know, just cramming things into your brain like lists of, you know, dictionary words. And that was the hardest part for me. So now that I don't go on stage every night and think, oh my God, what's my next lyric? It's a lot more fun.
So the show that's off Broadway right now that you're in came over from London with British actors at first, and you and Norm Lewis have replaced. Did you see it with the British actors in it?
Yes, I saw it several times. Not before I auditioned for it, of course, because it wasn't open. I auditioned back in September. So I didn't really know a lot about the production when I went into it. But once we were hired, they invited us to come see the show, and I went several times to try to get as much of a head start, I guess, as I could on the staging and the kind of direction that they were moving in.
The production is in this pie shop, and the audience is right on top of you as you perform. What has that been like? What are some of the tricks and trials of having it in such a unique space?
Yeah, We are right up close and personal. I mean, I've done shows with audience that's close to me before, but I don't think I've ever done one this close. It's challenging because, you know, looking into someone's eyes when you're singing, especially a lyric that, you know, is complicated, it can be very distracting, especially if you look out and someone's giving you kind of a quizzical look, or they're giving you a, I don't know, just a distracted look or whatever. You catch that person's eye, and all of a sudden you start thinking, oh, what's going on? Why aren't they understanding, you know? Or you catch the eye of someone you know, or someone, you know. In a normal proscenium show, the audience is, for the most part, in the dark, and you can kind of do your performance and not really think about individual bodies who are out there.
And energy still comes from them, that's very important, but it's not the same as being able to see everybody's eyeballs.
Yes, exactly. And there are times when you're doing a proscenium show where you can see eyeballs, but it's not the whole night and right up close. So that's been tricky. That takes some getting used to. But it's also really fun when you see people who are just loving it and just enjoying every second of it. I mean, that is, it just gives you fuel for the next, you know, moment.
So you rehearse without people in there, obviously, and then suddenly they're there. How does that feel? How is that?
Yeah, that was really overwhelming. They were smart. They gave us, the new cast started on a Tuesday night, and on Tuesday afternoon, they gave us the chance to invite a few people and have like a dress rehearsal with actual bodies. And it wasn't a full house, but it was enough that we got the sense of what it was going to be like. So different than rehearsing in an empty space. It's still a challenge every night, you know, just being that close to people and the unpredictability of it, and what kind of reactions you're going to get, and, you know, whether people are going to embrace it or look away, or, you know, it's definitely a new experience for me as far as musical theater goes.
Your character primarily interacts with Sweeney and Toby. You also, you know, serve a lot of people pie. It's not limited to that, but your strongest relationships, character relationships, are with those two. Tell us about the men you're playing opposite in those two roles.
They're both fantastic. Norm Lewis, who has this voice like butter and is just tall and handsome and lovely. The challenging part of working with Norm is that he's so lovable in person, so charming, so like happy-go-lucky. And then, you know, you get on stage with him and he sort of growls and snarls and rolls his eyes at you, and it's a whole different person. The young man who's playing Tobias is called John Michael Lyles, and he's fantastic. I didn't know him before. I did know Norm, and we had a bit of a working relationship from a couple other shows that we did together, but John Michael and I never knew each other, and he's fantastic. He just has great energy, and you know, we have those scenes in the second act together where it's just heartbreaking to see her sort of turn against this lovable, vulnerable kid. You know, it's just one of those moments that's great to play, but I think kind of painful to watch.
I'm speaking with Carolee Carmello about playing Mrs. Lovett in Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street at the Barrow Street Theater in New York City. I'm about to talk to her about the role she originated in Parade, so let's listen to a bit of that cast recording.
I will never understand how all the world misjudged you, when I have always known how lucky I must be. I will never understand how I kept from going crazy, just waiting there till you came home to me.
When I think of your name, the first thing I think of is Parade. That is the cast recording that you were on that I've spent the most time with and weeping over. But it's always funny how that happens, where as a fan of shows, I associate you with something. And I'm sure that it's not like you forgot that you did Parade, but you probably have other things that are equally as important to you. What have been some of your most memorable roles, things you're proudest of that you've done in your career?
That one's probably on the top of the list. I mean, that's the one that it was the first time I ever created a role from the beginning of the process all the way through to Broadway. And it was just so well written. I can't listen to the recording because I weep, and it's just so hard for me to get through. I just think The score is just so amazing. Jason Robert Brown is just brilliant. And Alfred Urey, who wrote the book, is just beyond fantastic. The other roles that stand out in my head, one that I didn't do on Broadway, but that I had so much fun with, was in a show called Bells Are Ringing. I don't know if you know that show. Not that many people probably do, but the big song from it is The Party's Over. It was a Comden and Green show from the 1950s, and it's just the character is so fun because she's comedic, but she's also really vulnerable and heartbreaking, and she gets to do all these crazy voices because she's this switchboard operator, and she plays all these different characters to all her different customers. So that was one of my favorites to play. It was just so silly and fun. I did that in Los Angeles. It's like kids. Like every time you do a show, you fall in love with it and you think, oh, this is my favorite, as you're in the middle of it. But I like the fact that I get to do kind of a variety of things. That's fun for me, to do vampires and then nuns and then, you know, comedy, tragedy, grandmothers, and then, you know, I like having that variety in my life so I don't get bored.
I read that you have your BA in business administration in French.
Yes, it's a BS actually. Okay. But yes, I was a double major in business administration in French. At the time, I had no idea that I would end up in theater or in any kind of show business. I always wanted to work in corporate America and be, you know, a personnel manager or something. I just imagined myself, you know, wearing a suit and carrying a briefcase and having a nice corner office somewhere. And then when I was a senior in college, I was offered a summer job the summer after I graduated from college in Lake George, New York, which probably your listeners know. There's a little dinner theater up there, and the gentleman who was running it at the time, David Eastwood, offered me a job. And I thought it would be fun to do just for the summer because I was kind of wiped out from finishing college. And I thought, oh, this will be nice to just be up in Lake George in the Adirondacks for the summer and just kind of clear my head and figure out what I want to do next. And then I met all these amazing performers and creative people, directors, musical directors, who kind of changed my life. And I went in a new direction and moved to New York and started auditioning for shows and got a few jobs, enough to kind of suck me in and keep me trying. And, you know, now 34 years later, I'm still here.
I have not spoken to anybody, and I have had the opportunity and the great pleasure to interview a number of actors over my short career. And I don't think I've ever talked to anybody who wasn't like, when I was 5, I wanted to be on Broadway.
Really? Strangely enough, I've met a few because just, I guess, people find out about my story and they say, hey, I had something similar. And there's an actress that I worked with recently named Jessica Vosk, who is now out on the Wicked Tour, who not only had a business degree but worked on Wall Street for a few years before she decided she wanted to pursue musical theater. So it happens. It's not the regular path, but there are a few of us out there.
So once you decided that you wanted to be a performer, how did you find what you would like to do? And had you been an audience member before, like growing up? Did you go to see shows?
I didn't get to see that many shows growing up. I mean, I saw a few in the Albany area, and I think my high school had maybe a couple of trips down to the city to see plays or something, but I wasn't exposed to a lot of it. I think the most exposure I had probably was movie musicals, you know, like Sound of Music and 1776 and West Side Story. I mean, they would play on TV regularly. I always thought they were entertaining. I never thought, like, oh, people make a living doing that. Like, it never occurred to me that you could have a job as an actor. That didn't make sense to my little brain. But how did I pursue it? Well, when I moved to New York in 1983, I just started auditioning for things. I mean, I was kind of naive, but I just went to every audition I could find and got a little job here and a little job there, and it just sort of encouraged me to do more. And I worked with people who I learned from. I never had voice lessons. I never went to acting classes, although I did later on take a few on-camera classes because I wanted to see if I could do some television stuff too. But yeah, I guess I just learned from doing and learned from people who were really good in the business and who I just sort of by osmosis kind of took in their knowledge.
I can't believe you didn't take voice lessons. I mean, I know. That's amazing. So you just like one day discovered that you were a phenomenal singer.
Well, thanks. I'm sort of, part of me is really proud of it, and part of me is always embarrassed to say that. Like, I feel like, oh, God, I shouldn't admit that I've never had voice lessons because I, you know, I'm a professional actor, and I've been in enough shows that I should, you know, have professional credentials here.
And you respect your colleagues who, of course, have.
Yes, of course. And there are people that I work with now who still go to their voice teachers and still study. I guess because I felt like that was not the weak link for me. I never felt like, when I went to an audition, I always felt more confident about the singing than about the other parts of the audition, that my weakest link was dancing. So when I came to New York and I found out that sometimes you had to dance at an audition, it scared the hell out of me, and I started taking a few little dancing classes here in New York just to, you know, get by, just to learn a time step and a pirouette and enough things that I could, you know, fudge my way through. But the singing always felt kind of natural to me, and so I never worried about it. And then once I was 10 or 15 years into doing this for a living, I thought, well, I don't want to take lessons now. I'll screw it up.
How much choreography is there in this little Sweeney? There must be some, but not like a kick line, obviously, because it's in such a small space.
Right. There's not much, really, and the bulk of it doesn't land on my shoulders. There's when you see it, you'll see that in the top of Act Two, there's a number where Mrs. Lovett is kind of at the height of her success, and she's serving all these pies to everyone. And the other actors who are in the number have to do all these sort of turns and twists with their pies and head turns and stand up and sit down. And it's this very kind of complicated, you know, one hand on your head, one hand on your belly kind of mind field. But I don't have to worry about that. I'm just standing on the stairs trying to remember my lyrics. There are a couple little bits of choreography, but it's not complicated. What you'll see when you come, the playing space is so tiny. It's basically like a little hallway, like it, as if you were doing a show in a diner and you're kind of doing the songs, you know, in between tables. That's about how much space we have. Try
the priest. Carolee Carmello plays Mrs. Lovett in Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street at the Barrow Street Theater in New York City. Relevant links will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.